Toscano, Sego Sigoli, on E. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM news. A funeral is scheduled for Wednesday, January 4th for the Ontario Provincial Police officer that was shot and killed on December 27th while responding to a vehicle in the ditch at Indian Line and Concession 14 in proximity to the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation. The deceased officer, Constable Greg Pichella, was 28 years old and part of the Haldimand County Detachment. At a press conference on December 28th, OPP Commissioner Thomas Carrick identified the two people that have now been charged with first-degree murder of Officer Pichella.
Randall McKenzie, age 25, and Brandy Stewart Sperry, age 30, are both charged with first-degree murder and both currently remain in custody. It is my understanding that since 2018, McKenzie has been prohibited for life for possessing any firearm. And further that, in 2021, McKenzie was again charged with several firearms-related offenses and assaulting a peace officer. He was later released on bail on a number of conditions, which included to remain in his residence and not to possess any firearms, amongst other restrictive conditions. McKenzie failed to attend court in answer to these charges on September the 6th, 2022, and a warrant was subsequently issued for his arrest.
Six Nations Elected Council released a statement sending condolences to Officer Pichella's family and friends, and Elected Chief Mark Hill is quoted as saying, "I was heartbroken to hear of the tragic incident as a result of a senseless act of violence and of a young life taken so soon in the line of duty." In addition, he said, "I am sending my sincere condolences, thoughts, and prayers to Officer Pichella's loved ones and the entire OPP family for this immense loss." Hill also wanted to thank the Ontario Provincial Police, the Six Nations Police, and other services who supported the swift apprehension of the suspects. Hill also reached out to the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation Chief Stacey LaForme and offered assistance of support if needed. And in response, members of the Six Nations Crisis Team will be at the Mississaugas of the First Nation Community Center on January 5th from 2 to 5 p.m. to assist anyone needing wellness support. There will also be elders and knowledge keepers in attendance for support as well. The private funeral service for Constable Greg Pichella begins at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, January 4th, and can be viewed on the OPP live stream social media platforms, including YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. There is also going to be an in-person broadcast of the funeral at the Caledonia Lions Hall in Caledonia. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.